Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good evening to you, Sindiso.
Good evening, Zama. How are you?
Very well, thank you. And how are you doing?
I'm very well. I'm very well. I do have a voice today. We thank God.
We thank God indeed.
The last time I was here, I could hardly speak.
Yeah, I remember that, man. I remember that. I do praise God that you've made it. You've made it out of the woods. Thank you so much.
Definitely. Thank you.
Mm. Now we're talking about suing the state here for pothole damage, and we're talking to the listeners, but earlier, you know, to say that sometimes you hit a pothole and it damages your rim and gets your tires completely finished, and maybe suspension is also gone. And we're saying that it's not the end of the road. You could actually do something about it, but also you could be injured, you know, from that. So we do know that potholes truly are everywhere. How does a driver know whether to hold the local municipality, provincial department of the roads and transport, or SANRAL accountable?
Zama, the key rule in liability is determining which road you are on, who manages that particular road. Now, the liability follows the road in itself. It is not a geographical location ideology of the fact that, okay, because the road is in town, therefore a particular entity is responsible. So the key is to look out for the signage, right? The N routes are managed by SANRAL. The R routes, which is the main roads, they are managed by provincial or the Department of Transport. And then the suburban routes are managed by the local municipality. However, if you are unsure as to who to lay your claim against, you can lodge with all of them, right? So you've got a window. It's a 6 months window within which you must lodge the claim. So it's very critical that you must act immediately.
Mm.
Now, if you are unsure, you were driving, you're unsure what road you're on, whether it was an N route or R route, or it was a suburban route, you can sue all of them. Or you can direct your letter of demand to all of them, and then they will absolve themselves depending on who is actually liable for that.
Mm-hmm. Now, is the state only liable if someone else has already reported the specific pothole, or are they always responsible for maintaining safe roads?
Now, Zama, the Supreme Court of Appeal has made a ruling that because a pothole wasn't reported, it doesn't mean that the authorities are not then liable for for any damage that is caused by this particular pothole. So there is no requirement that the state or the authority ought to have known about this pothole during their routine inspection. Sometimes their inspection logs are incomplete, or sometimes they are non-existent, and the court will often find them negligent where those inspection records are not there. A report is simply to help, because it removes the argument that they didn't know, or it doesn't give them the liberty to say that they didn't know about this particular pothole and therefore they could not have acted.
Mm-hmm.
However, while a report isn't compulsory, where there's a massive pothole on the road, it's easier to prove than a small pothole, for instance, where you hit a smaller pothole. Larger potholes, definitely, you know, there's that liability. But if it's a small pothole, there's still developing. Also, they do cause damage. But there is obviously a caveat in the sense that the state can say that, look, we didn't know about this pothole and things like that, even though they are not absolved from liability.
Now, what specific documents, quotes, evidence must victims compile right at the scene of the accident, if at all?
It's very critical because you'd need to prove, for instance, the existence of the pothole. And proving the existence of the pothole means that you need to take, photos of that particular pothole. And sometimes you need to make an estimate of the size of the pothole. Maybe you can put a shoe or you can put a coin, whatever it is, just to show the scale of the pothole. You also then need to take a photo of the damage that has occurred, for instance, to your wheel or to your tire. You also need to take or drop a pin of the location. Mm-hmm. Take a photograph of the nearest crossroad or traffic light, or give GPS coordinates or something of that nature. And then you can also go to the nearest police station to report. Even if you've got a burst tire or a damaged rim, it is a legal requirement under the National Road Act that you actually must report that. Right.
Yeah.
Also critically, you need to get quotations for the damage that has occurred. So, for instance, if your wheel has incurred damage, you get quotes for the wheel or the tire, whatever it is, so that you can tender that as evidence. Sometimes the damage could cause injury. And where there's injury, you need the medical evidence, the medical reports. They are crucial for your claim.
Now, in terms of claiming, can I claim from my own, comprehensive insurance, and also from the state simultaneously, or is it either or?
If you have comprehensive cover, you must use it. Mm-hmm. That is the fastest way to get your car fixed.
Okay.
However, there's the principle of subrogation. Once your insurer pays out, they step into your shoes and they go after the state to recover their money. Where there's excess, you've paid excess, you can still sue the state to recover your excess. Or if there's an increase in your premium, you can sue the state to recover that increase in your premium. But you must not double dip, because some people tend to claim from the insurer and then also claim from the state. You will not be able to claim the full amount where you've been paid by one of the entities. If the insurer has paid you, you will not be able to claim the full amount from the state.
Now, can a victim then approach the Road Accident Fund directly for a pothole related bodily injury, for instance?
Right. So this is actually it becomes quite complicated in this case. You can sue the state for delictual damage. You can sue the state directly for negligence, where you've had a tire burst or damage to your rim. And then where there's an injury, you've got two claims available to you.
Mm-hmm.
One, you've got the RAF claim. You can claim from the Road Accident Fund. But in this case, you can only claim if a driver was negligent. For instance, they swerved to avoid the pothole and they crashed into somebody or something of that nature.
Mm.
And you also can lay a claim against the state where the state failed to maintain the road. So they have to cover the different things, and this actually these claims can be run together. They run concurrently.
Mm. They run concurrently. Now, yes. Is there a strict legislative requirement to serve a notice of intention to institute legal proceedings? I mean, what happens if the driver misses this narrow window? Or you can just institute it 6 months down the line?
There is, in terms of the Act, there is an Act that deals with the claims against state entities.
Mm-hmm.
And in terms of Section 3.2, it says that you must notify the entity which you want to sue within the period of 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So Section 3 of the Institution of the Legal Proceedings Act states that you must send a written notice to the state within 6 months of the incident having occurred.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you do miss that window, there is what we call condonation. You can request the court to condone your failure to meet that particular deadline, but you must show good cause for the delay. You must indicate that there was a very good reason why you failed to claim within the 6 months.
Mm, mm, mm. Man, Sindiso, I don't know if you would want to mention anything that we may have left out before we leave you.
I think there's the three golden rules which are critical. I may advise the listeners to always take into account, right? You must document everything immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Take photographs, police reports, quotes, and everything. Identify the necessary authority or send a letter to all three within the period of 6 months. Don't rely on the fact that I have said that there's the condonation and say, no, Mr. Spanda said that we can request condonation. Yes, you can, but don't miss the window. Don't miss the 6 month window.
Yeah, yeah.
The state is generally liable. Courts like the Western Cape have shown that you can hold the state liable. And I know that people tend to want to DIY. You can DIY maybe a garden and things like that, but always get a professional to do that, to do your legal stuff. Attorneys are there particularly for that. Always get a lawyer because they are trained to pick up on some of those things and they will guide you accordingly.
Mm. Beautiful stuff. I think very important. I think most of us actually are really, truly, blissfully unaware of these things. I think thank you so much for this education. And to those who are road users, at least to know about these, so that if one gets into this trouble, at least you know that there is a recourse. Thank you so much, my brother.
Thank you so much, Sam.
Thank you so much. That was is.
And thank you to the listeners as well.
Thank you so much. That is Cindy Sibanda, who has joined us, talking to us about this. At least you can see now that, well, you're not all alone and you're not left with that huge bill after hitting a pothole. You can actually approach the authorities. The legal avenues are available for you to pursue these.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.